Sean Donegal, Donegal chairman, a good night's work, I suppose. You finalised three positions and filled them very quickly tonight.
I did, Tom. It might have been very quickly tonight, but it's been a long couple of weeks, I have to say. We put a huge effort into making sure that we got the process right by getting the candidates nominated, putting the appointment committees in place, and having a consistent approach across the senior 21s and minors. It's been a tough few weeks, but I'm delighted tonight now that we have our three managers in place and we can move forward.
Yeah, Rory Gallagher is obviously the senior manager. Maxie Corn is back as under 21 manager, and Declan Boyd Warner is back as minor manager. Just a reminder again of the process, because sometimes people just wonder about the process and how professional it is, or how well organised it is, or what went on in the whole process.
Well, firstly, we had a protocol from Croke Park as to how an appointment should happen. So that was our guiding document, first and foremost. Then we took a lot of advice from Ulster Council, and they provided us with questions and the scoring matrix that they recommended we should use. So, and then we had put a lot of work ourselves into tailoring questions for the candidates based on Donegal and all we know about Donegal and fixtures and things like that. So there was a lot of preparatory work so that we were well set up, and the candidates then presented themselves for interview. Every one of them were in for about 90 minutes, give a very detailed PowerPoint presentations, and followed up by questions for a question and answer session for over an hour. And and then the each appointment committee sat down and done up the scoring matrices, and it was very clear and it was very transparent, and you have to be methodical about how you do these things now, and making sure that you get the right person for very, very important positions, and managing a senior, an under 21 or a minor team.
Yeah. Anyway, just looking at the selections, Declan Boner obviously had a great year last year, won an Ulster title, brought Donegal to a first ever minor, up against Sean Paul Barrett, who has been obviously working with Donegal at under 15, 16, 17 with great success, and you've come down in favour of Declan Boner.
We have, the committee has, and this was probably the most difficult selection we had, because Sean Paul has put a huge effort in over the last number of years, tremendously talented coach, given so much to this group of players. Then we had to match that up against what Declan's achieved over the last 12 months, won an Ulster title, going to an All-Ireland final, has worked so hard, has the structures in place, understands what it takes to be successful. So it was a very, very difficult position for us to be in, the committee, but ultimately, when it came down to it, we sided with Declan, and I know Sean Paul is very disappointed. I spoke to him this evening, and but Declan's back for one more year, and he wants to give it another great effort. And again, he sees the players that are still underage. There's about six of them, and then there's a huge potential coming behind them as well.
Yeah, and then on to the under 21s, Maxie Corn last year, of course, and Rory Gallagher by his side. And I suppose maybe that had a slight influence, had it, the fact that Rory was maybe going to be a senior as well, but Maxie back as well again?
I wouldn't say it had any influence at all, because Maxie didn't know what Rory's position was, because he knew he was in for the senior job, but that had absolutely no influence on the outcome. The four candidates that presented themselves for under 21 again, they were all excellent candidates. The amount of work that they put into their presentations and preparing for their interviews was immense, and they were all excellent. And we just that bit of experience that Maxie has at managing at their county level probably just got him over the line.
And just remind us again the other candidates for the under 21.
That was Eamon O'Boyle from St Eunan's, Gary Duffy from Muncrana, and Finbar O'Boyle from Gidore. And I think it is important to say, Tom, while it has been a tough week, 10 days, it's great that we have such a healthy, we're such a healthy place, where we had 11 candidates presented themselves in total for three positions. So that shows when the interest and the caliber of people we have that we weren't out looking for people to manage our team. Which
something
is
we were doing in the past.
Something we've done in the past, and now we have a very healthy competition. And the people that are disappointed tonight, I know there's people very disappointed tonight, and I hope that when they get time to think about it, they have so much to offer Donegal football, and I hope none of them will be lost, because there'll be opportunities again in the future.
And onto the senior then, as I said, Rory Gallagher has got the nod, but just remind us as well, you had what, three candidates for that, other candidates as well?
We had, Anthony Harkin was in for interview as well, Cahal Corey, but as I explained at meetings, at the meeting, Paddy Carr had to excuse himself because he could not create the circumstances that would allow him to come for the interview first and foremost, and if he was successful then to give the job as
full. Paddy's living in Navan.
He is living in Navan, and he did everything in his power to try and create this situation where he could give the position a good run, but he was very, very disappointed that he couldn't. And we also had Eddie Galler, who came forward with an application from Eddie Galler, but he wasn't shortlisted for an interview. But again, great candidates came forward, and Rory came out.
What was it about Rory that convinced you? Or the committee? Not just you?
No, and it certainly wasn't just me. The committee were very, very thorough. Rory, as we know, is a fantastic leader. He presented what was required very, very, very well to us. He knows the players so well. He understands what is required to be successful, having been there for 3 years. He really has a passion and a motivation about him, and he has a great understanding of what's required, not of him, just of himself, but his management team, the support personnel, and he presented a great package to us, and I have no doubt that he's going to be a great manager over the next 3 years.
And it's for a 3-year term with the option of a fourth.
That's it, yeah.
So, was that something that you had, or was it something he was looking for?
Well, he actually came, you know, that was something he was looking for. He was looking for a 4-year term, so he was keen to look at the players for 4 years, because he recognises that some of the players are coming towards the end of their career. There's going to be a transition period in the middle there, so he wants to be there to be part of that transition and hand over a great team to whoever will follow him in 3, 4, 5 years' time.
And Rory spoke there tonight. And he didn't mention a backroom team. Has he named a backroom team yet? No.
He did present some names to us during the course of the interview, but he wasn't at liberty to divulge those tonight. He is keen. We've arranged to sit down now at the beginning of the week again, because he knows we have some ideas as to people that can help him as well, particularly in the support team. So he has some people in place, some people that he's talking to, and we'll be helping him too to fill out all the positions he needs.
Yeah. And you'll be very pleased we got the unanimous approval of county committee there as well.
It was great, that's very important, that you have county committee backing, and I think most people there recognise the vision and the values and what Rory will bring to the table. And
yeah.
I'm looking forward now to the new season, because it has been 4 weeks of uncertainty.
Yeah. But 4 weeks of good hard work and a good result by and large.
I think by and large a good result, and we can look forward now to the McKenna Cup's only 8 weeks away, and National League another few weeks, so the season will be on.